Well, good evening to you. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Insight Hour. We're joining you every week on bbsradio.com. Thanks to Don Newsom and Doug Newsom and the great Newsom family. We're on the air every Tuesday night for the Insight Hour and pretty much 24/7. Though there's a tremendous lineup of hosts on bbsradio.com that you can join, listen to, and learn quite a bit. It's freeing knowledge. The truth shall set you free. And in these extraordinary times where disinformation, counterintelligence, propaganda seems to be the mainstream media's pleasure, well, you know, it's a rare place that you can get the truth that shall set you free. Everything from healing truths to political truths to what's happening in the world today. I want to thank a couple of our co-sponsors to the Insight Hour. Is HealthyWorldDistributing.com. That's www.HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Everybody wants a healthy world, I think. Maybe some people don't. I don't know. Maybe there are some people who are so negative, so evil, that they desire to have a chaotic world because, as you may know, on your dollar bill, Novo Ordo Seclorum, it's related to new order out of chaos. Manage chaos. Isn't that the going fair for typical political reality? Our society, American culture, is that way. A lot of chaos in the world today. We want to kind of get a handle on it all and move beyond it because there's a whole realm of opportunity that this chaos presents. It not only presents the opportunity for the global industrialists, it presents an opportunity for people like you and I who have an open heart and a head that seeks truth. So if the truth shall set you free, the freedom is unlimited. Everything from prosperity, financial, to health and well-being and vitality is ours to behold if we simply go for the truth. Well, you know, I'm looking at a couple things this week I'd like to share with you. We're going to talk a little bit today about the headline feature story in the Idaho Observer, our good friends, Don Harkins and Ingrid Cassell Harkins. These are wonderful, wonderful people. They're incredible heroes in the American situation today, and global fascism that's using the United States as a military beast to virtually do what Hitler did in World War II, created the opportunity for World War II and the banksters to make a fortune off of humanity's suffering. Well, that's nothing new. You studied history, they've been doing that for millennia. But I want to acknowledge, besides our co-sponsors, some American heroes. Don and Ingrid Cassell, Don Harkins, Ingrid Cassell, they have published the Idaho Observer, December 20th issue just came. I'm broadcasting tonight from Hawaii, the big island of Hawaii, and we're at the Steen Venn Inn and Health Retreat. It's an awesome place. I'll tell you a little bit more about it later, but it says, centuries, this is a headline from Idaho Observer today, centuries of unheeded conspiracy theorists' warnings coming to pass. Conspiracy factualists preparing to tell friends and family, I told you so. Well, that's kind of what we've been talking about. We've been saying for years now how the whole shoot shebang is going to come crashing down, and those who haven't prepared their hearts primarily, not merely their heads, opening the hearts, getting tuned into the glorious spiritual renaissance that's taking place today that literally uplifts us and creates another aspect of mental functioning. It's intuitive, it's creative, it's visionary, it's imaginative. And the capacity, the capabilities of using the other 97% of the brain that people, most people, are not able to take in and optimally use because why? Well, there's all sorts of poisons in the air, in the food, in the water, everything from the pesticide sprayings, the malathion, the Anvil 1010 for the alleged West Nile virus outbreak, to the chemtrails, the chemical sprays, the aluminum oxide spraying being sprayed allegedly to attenuate global warming, if you really study the patent on it, which we've published in the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, the global industrialists that are literally sickening and enslaving humanity through these chemical toxins and exposures, well, that's creating a whole market. Out of that chaos, you get to sell a lot of drugs. The pharmaceutical industrialists are virtually the chemical industrialists. The military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel is what I prefer to call it, because it is that, just that, one cartel beast. And that ultimately that beast is creating a lot of chaos, creating a lot of opportunity for the own companies that are in the know to sell a lot of drugs. And literally right now what they're preparing to do is, most of you probably who have been seasoned listeners of the Inside Hour and many other fine programs such as Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz and George Norrie, Joyce Riley, all those folks are American heroes, in my opinion, putting out for years now the truth that we're going to be facing an extraordinary time that's totally consistent with the book of Revelation, fulfilling the prophecies. Those in the end times, it says, who fornicated with the devil, deceived all the wealthiest men of all the nations, that means you're a banker, and you've got more money than the kings, then you practice sorcery, says the book of Revelation. And if you look up the root word of sorcery, it's no mystery. It is chemicals, pharmaceuticals. It's pharmacopoeia. It's defined as the pharmaceutical trade. So those who practice sorcery and practice sorcery and chemical enslavement of the populations ultimately are the ones who have deceived everybody through casting magic spells. And oh boy, isn't that a virtual definition of the mainstream media? Magic spells being cast, hypnotizing the population. If you don't believe me, just look at your son and daughter watching television. They virtually don't blink for an hour during a whole program. It's amazing if they blink once. They're hypnotized. You know, the classical definition of hypnosis is a message that is focused on during a relaxed state. You know, you've got relaxation plus a clear channel for communication and focused attention. That's your definition of hypnosis. Now, isn't that what the mainstream media does? Hypnotizes people, practice magic spells, casting the magic spells in which people are literally dumbed down, become mind-controlled slaves of something far less than the capacity to be superhuman, which is what we really are. And so we're in a period where the chaos is also not just an opportunity for those in the know, the Illuminati and their friends. It's an opportunity for all of us who have been wise enough to pay attention, to read the writing on the wall and see that there are extraordinary opportunities. In fact, there are the necessities that are taking place today out of the chaos. We're being required and compelled to think about opening our hearts, joining each other as family and extended family, recognizing each other as brothers and sisters, divine co-creators, in fact, brothers and sisters of the Messiah. And so that's a whole, you know, theology that goes beyond Judeo-Christian understanding and Muslim teachings. It sure is in the Bible. It's in the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Quran. It's consistent all over the world. But you know what? Those devil doers have been simply dividing the sheeple to conquer the flock, creating the mass chaos and confusion and fear induction that causes humanity to be enslaved, be engaged in wars and terrorism and chaos. And out of that, lots of money is made and lots of power is wielded and lots of populations are controlled, including population dissemination. That's population reduction. And right now, on tap for your country and mine, that is the United States. And if you're listening abroad, it's probably no worse in your country or no better in your country that you are in a globe. We are on a global initiative right now. We're engaged in a globalist agenda. The New World Order engages the entire planet, all governments, all countries, all people. And the population reduction agenda on tap, literally being put on hyperdrive at this point, is to reduce at least half to two-thirds of the world's 7 billion people. That's right. If you're listening, just recognize that probably 2 out of every 3 of you listening should no longer be here, according to those who are controlling the media, controlling the militaries, and controlling your minds, and most people's minds, not yours, of course. So the issue becomes, what's the opportunity for those in the know? And there's a lot of opportunity, everything from cashing in as the United States dollar plummets by investing wisely, just like Bill Gates did several months ago, bought lots of euros, lots of other great opportunities that exist, including the necessity to literally join hands with your brothers and sisters, extended families and communities in developing sustainability, sovereignty, expressing oneself, establishing your wherever you're going to be surviving, your survival estate, if you will. And that means that you've got to get everything from off the grid to a food supply and shelter and good water and ideally good air to breathe. Now you can begin to understand what I'm doing in Hawaii. Not to say that Hawaii is any safer or any better than anywhere else on the planet. It's simply where we've chosen to be because we feel that the Creator has blessed us and directed us here. You know, so who am I to argue about that? And that's the challenge, that's the opportunity for everyone. It's time to tune in to your Creator. Time to meditate on and focus on and open the channel for the communication divine so that you can be not only a sovereign, but also somebody who's directed to walk through the valley, wherever that valley may be, through the shadow of death, fearing no evil, knowing who is the source or what is the source of your divine protection. It's not me. It's not U.S. government. It's not the CIA. It's not national security. It's certainly not the British Royal Crown, and it's not the Vatican. It is your Creator is the source of disseminating the angels of protection, the spiritual beings that are being sent now en masse to protect those of us who have been engaged as truth seekers and truth tellers and clear channels for the real Holy Spirit to flow. And that's what it's all about. There's no healing that's done any other way. All the chemical healings, all the manipulations, all the poisons don't heal. It is only one thing that heals, and that's the Creator's Holy Spirit power of divine love. So at any rate, that's a little bit of taste of what I've done in the recent book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. And if you haven't heard anything about it, you might want to go online right now, or at least wait till after the show, and go online at www.lovethereal.com. That's lovethereal.com. And read about my latest of 16 books, which has an awesome message, has just an extraordinarily empowering message of divine human communion. That's right, you heard me. In fact, Da Vinci left behind a gift. He left us a gift. It's a cryptograph. It's the Vitruvian Man. What's that? Well, you probably have seen it dozens and dozens of times, though you may not know its name. It's called the Vitruvian Man. It's the drawing that has become the icon for natural living and holistic healing. It is that good-looking character with a little long hair who's well-built, and he's got four arms and four legs, and most of them is in a box. In fact, his penis is at the center of the square. He's in a box. But two legs, his back legs, and in fact, based on the decryption, it's a woman behind the man. And why do I say that? Because she stepped out of the box. She has stepped into the circle, which represents the cosmos, according to art historians and people who have evaluated this extraordinary drawing by one of the world's leading geniuses, Leonardo da Vinci. She has stepped out of the box in her navel, which, of course, navel being a female organ with the umbilical cord attached, it's obviously something for nurturing the being, comes the source of nurturance, the cosmos, the cosmic realm, the spiritual realm, the Creator, the heavenly kingdom, the matrix of mathematics, which controls all physics and physical reality. That's where she is. She's stepped out of the box. She's doing something that you and I probably should think about doing, is stepping out of the box. Get out of the box of Babylon. Babylon is too confining. It's too insane. It's too gross. It's too consumptive. It's too competitive. We need to be collaborative and sustaining and sustainable. Everything that we build has to be in line with what the Creator does constantly, which is forever giving. Giving, giving, giving with joy. with love and joy. That's the keynote address from the heavenly throne, and that's the message in the real Da Vinci Code. But it's interesting. It's not just the message in the real Da Vinci Code or the book Love the Real Da Vinci Code. Again, freely downloadable. You can download the 220-some-odd pages of it for free right now by going online to lovetherealdavincicode.com. It's not just the concept of this being told and offering a great message, a reassuring message. This is a slam dunk proof, scientific mathematical proof from the fields of physics and mathematics and electrogenetics we've drawn together. I've been blessed to accumulate and compile some absolutely stunning evidence from the world's leading mathematicians and physicists and geneticists and water scientists that compel us to understand that we are co-creators divine, that our family is the Holy Family, and that we have a sovereign spirit-filled temple in which that Holy Spirit flows to do the most amazing things. Just like my grandfather. He died when he wanted to die. He was 93 years old. He smoked Camel cigarettes unfiltered, cut them into thirds every single cigarette for over 75 years, and that didn't kill him. What killed my grandfather was the will to die, the choice to die. He died within 2 weeks of making that choice. When the surgeon came up from the morgue after doing the autopsy, I was there by my father's side. He said, "Mr. Horowitz, for the life of me, I can't understand how this man could have lived for the last 20 years. Every single bone, muscle, and organ throughout his entire body was riddled with cancer." What kept my grandfather alive were pretty much two things. One was he was a devout Jew. An Orthodox Jew who davened, who prayed intently and meditated intensely 3 times a day for 3 hours a day. And he had a purpose in life. And that purpose of life, beyond serving the Creator, was serving another human being with lots of love. And that was my grandmother, Betty. When they put Betty into a nursing home, they took her away from my grandfather. He died. And so this is the message. The divine power of the Holy Spirit that keeps us alive, that allows us to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil because we're engaged in the cocoon of safety of the Holy Spirit-filled, loving universe. And the capacity to bring that from heaven down to earth is here, right now. And it's there by choice. It's your choice. You can tune into mainstream madness, or you can choose into the truth that shall set you optimally free. Of course, the greatest truths have the capacity to set you the freest. And so this is extraordinary. What a blessing, what an opportunity, what a privilege, and an honor for me to author Love the Real Da Vinci Code. By the way, the book, the hardcover, will be out in 8 weeks, I understand. That's the message from the publisher and the printer, that the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, which is my 16th book, and for those of you who've been listening, you've made me an author of 3 national bestsellers. Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature Accident or Intentional was the first. Exposed the entire AIDS pandemic as global genocide and showed you who made these types of viruses, when they made them, how they made them virtually every step of the way. They made them about 15 years before the pandemic broke out. How it broke out through the Merck Pharmaceutical Company's tainted vaccinations, the hepatitis B vaccine specifically given to gay men in New York City and blacks in Central Africa and a couple other groups targeted for experimentation, including Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children. That, by the way, a lot of information that you can download also for free is not so much the book, Emerging Viruses. That's $29 and change. Should be in every single library. If it's not in your library, well, go down to your local library and tell them to bring in a copy of Emerging Viruses, the national bestseller by Dr. Horowitz, so that you can educate your community about what the truth concerning AIDS really is. But the download is available at www.originofaids.com. For those of you listening or would like to share with professionals, that's nurses and physicians particularly, scientists, PhDs, those in the know will read and appreciate the scientific references meticulously rendered in the website www.originofaids.com. Likewise, the textbook, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, is a textbook that is a scientific textbook. It has scientific references, and everything that I'm saying is meticulously documented. And in fact, the most extraordinary document, I knew this whole issue was so unbelievable, I reprinted the most hideous document, and that's what made the book a national bestseller. I think it's page 427. I've reprinted the United States government contracts under which numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered during the late 60s and early 70s by the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab, Litton Bionetics. So anyway, that's why that one's a bestseller. The book, Healthy Healing Celebrations. If you want to know the practical things, what to do, how to live, what to eat, what to drink, how to purge, how to detox, how to balance your system using oxygenation, oxygen and pH adjustments and holistic health recommendations. Get the book, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. That's the subtitle, and that's what the subtitle in the book promises. Miraculous healings through the study of these areas. And again, if you were the creator, think about this, folks. If you had a choice to make things simple or complex, what would you choose to do? Probably 99.9% of you folks, in fact, all of the sane ones out there listening, would choose to make it simple. Keep it simple, stupid. That's the creator's policy. And in fact, everything is so simple when it comes down to it, when you learn the basics. But why don't you know the basics? Why aren't the basics taught in schools? Why aren't the basics taught even to medical doctors? Because, you see, we're living enslavement, living in Babylon, an enslaving system where people are dumbed down so that the freeing truths are rarely told, if ever, and those who tell it are typically persecuted, they're ostracized, and if they keep it up, they're assassinated many times. And so the little simple freeing truths in the book Healing Celebrations have the capacity to heal, and we're receiving so many thanks. It is such a blessing to be Dr. Len Horowitz. I'll tell you, folks, not only have you made my life a blessing by supporting my work over all these years, and by the way, it's January 2nd, 2007. I wish you a belated Happy New Year. May your new year be so blessed, so fruitful, and so prosperous and joy-filled that it becomes your best year, and in fact, the whole spiritual renaissance's best year for the next millennium, for this millennium and 1,000 years of world peace heralded by every single prophet walking the face of this planet today. Everybody's predicting the spiritual renaissance is coming, and it's basically right here, right now. It's yours to grasp by choice. And so I want to thank you for supporting this work and making the book the bestseller. The third bestseller I privileged to write was the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. The book came out in 1999. What a wonderful, wonderful opportunity that was, particularly for musicians and for natural healers, for herbalists and botanical lovers, people who use these medicinals, homeopathics for herbal medicine. All of these types of fields of study took a giant step forward with the revelations that we came out with in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. We created a book that shares the original musical scale. The original musical scale, the ancient solfeggio, the sacred secret solfeggio musical scale that was buried in the Bible, in the Book of Numbers, by my great ancestors, the ancient Levi priests, about 3,000 years ago. Imagine that. In 1999, I had the great privilege and opportunity to reveal and resurrect the original musical scale buried for 3,000 years. So that book and the revelations therein the specific electromagnetic frequencies of the original musical scale. Here they are, 396-417, 528-639, 741, and 852 were the original six. If you want to know, it took me about another year to figure out there were an additional secret three to make a full, complete circle of sound. The perfect circle of sound had three other notes. They are 963, 174, and 285. And there you have it, the complete electromagnetic frequencies of divinity, the core creative frequencies of the entire universe, the mathematical matrix of reality, both spiritual as well as physical. That is what these tones are all about. So can you imagine now, with now the publication of Love the Real Da Vinci Code, putting this information out, we're putting it out for free, folks. It's such a celebration. We have a responsibility. It's an urgent time to share vitally important information for the spiritual renaissance. We, being humble servants of the Creator, we know the source of our sustenance is not in bread alone. That includes money alone. Yes, we appreciate your prayers. We get a lot of support, a lot of power, a lot of energy, a lot of sustenance and protection from prayers. So the reality is, though, we've got to think about how can we survive in a new paradigm. How are we going to sustain ourselves in collaboration instead of competition? And so we're going to go back. We're going to retrieve what was buried 3,000 years ago, was the musical tones by who? The Levite priests. How did they operate? What was the divine law by which the Levites were sustained by the community that they served? That was the tithe, the contribution, the donation. So that's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you, simply, if you appreciate the information, if you appreciate the information so much you apply it, and as a result of applying it, you start to gather the fruits of your labor, the harvest that comes like a full bounty, magnificent bounty, coming out of the use of these creative frequencies. Core being 528 hertz, that's love. That's the center of your heart, connects you to the center of the universe. That's right. And so now you begin to see how powerful these things are, how they can manifest magnificent miracles in your life. And if you get those miracles, be they miraculous healings to extraordinary wealth accumulation, which is a blessing just like any other, then give us a tithe. Send a tithe. Send a donation to the Healthy World Distributing Organization, where we have now these free materials, the Love the Real Da Vinci Code. We've asked you to donate, if you would, kindly from your hearts, what's appropriate, given your bounty, given your fruit. Now, I don't think that we can complain about that price. 9%, by the way, we're not even recommending the typical tithe, which is 10%. Why do we say 9%? Well, because we know that's completion. In the ancient mystery school, Pythagorean mathematics, that's the buried mathematics in the Bible, 9% is a sufficient tithe. So that's coming from me, from my heart to yours, from a Levi priest to you, here on January 2nd of a new year, 2007. So please take that to heart. So get the materials. Those three books I share with you, if you haven't read those and you have an interest, get those books. But then again, for those of you who simply want to jump to the full measure of where we are now, there is the workbook of Love the Real Da Vinci Code. LoveTheRealDaVinciCode.com is the website address again. You can download it. You can order the book by calling toll-free. Got a pencil? Here's the toll-free number to call to get the book. It'll be shipped in about 8 weeks. Love the Real Da Vinci Code telephone number is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the fascinating work that Don Harkins and Ingrid Cassell Harkins have consistently published, and I don't think that there's a periodical in the United States that deserves our support more than theirs. Let me give you a website address for getting on the list. It's $2 for the month, I think that's affordable. Affordable for $2, you can get a tremendous amount of news. Great, great, great newspaper they put out now. So the web address to get to the Idaho Observer is www.idaho, that's spelled I-D-A-H-O, dash Observer, O-B-S-E-R-V-E-R, .com, idahoobserver.com. So let me just read this a little bit here for you to kind of get you, sink your brain into. Dollars appear to be crashing. China to cash in $1 trillion of its dollar holdings. That's pretty intense, folks. This is front page, Idaho Observer, last week. U.S. dollar, which has enjoyed preeminence in the world's reserve currency, is falling from grace. Venezuela has announced it will monetize its oil in euros, and China has announced its plans to begin cashing in nearly $1 trillion it holds in T-bills and reserve dollar currency. So there's your first paragraph from an article in Idaho Observer, besides the one that I read earlier, that those who have been sharing with friends and family that there is a conspiracy reality, not just a conspiracy theory happening in the world. Well, now we can tell our friends, I told you so. So at any rate, this is another opportunity. There's a couple other co-sponsors of the Insight Hour I want to thank. The website, tetrahedron.org, that my publishing company that publishes all the works that I've been privileged to produce, is Tetrahedron Publishing Group. And the web address is www.tetra, that's spelled T-E-T, that's T as in Thomas, E as in Edward, T-R-A-H as in Henry, E-D-R-O-N, tetrahedron.org. Tetrahedron.org is the publisher. Again, a toll-free number to call for any of the books that I've mentioned that are also on the healthyworlddistributing.com website is toll-free 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787. And then also there's been some upgrades and new news at drlenhorowitz.com, www. My official website, Dr. drlenhorowitz.com, drlenhorowitz.com. It will give you some updates as to what's going on in the land of the enslaved, such as the Hawaiian Islands here. I know we're living in paradise. I mean, you look around, nature's in total balance, and yet humanity is completely out of balance, including the judicial system. The courts are hideously controlled by insane people. The laws that they create are enslaving humanity, and they break their own laws at will, and they get away with doing it. Well, that's the situation. To give you the update, many of you listeners have heard, as of September 1st, my daughter, 14 years old, Elena, a high school freshman in Hilo High School, was expelled for not getting her tuberculosis skin test. After a month at school, straight A's every subject, and made the varsity in cross country as an athlete, which you cannot do if you've got tuberculosis. Even a severe case active would be easily diagnosed, but a latent case of TB that's draining your immune system and you being then infectious to others potentially, you wouldn't be able to run 5 to 8 miles a day that my daughter did very, very well, and competed very successfully to the point where she made the varsity team. Y'all, guess what? They threw her out of school. We've been engaged with legal battles ever since. 2 years ago, I waged a similar legal battle over the tuberculosis skin testing issue. And the real reason why I'm hanging in to continue this lunacy, this fight against the beast, that there's no possible way that we could win against this insane system. They've got more money than certainly we have to spend. It's unlimited. They have to justify their existence. The Attorney General of the state, by the way, last week told me that I've got 30 days to comply, that is to to sign certain forms giving them the right to oversee our homeschooling, registering our family as part of the whole homeschooling manipulative community, and that, or manipulated community, I would say, and that if I didn't sign, I would be basically charged with a criminal offense and potentially go to jail. Well, that's fine. I'll do the radio show, The Inside Hour, from jail. But worse than that, and they know it's worse than that, they threatened to take away our daughter. That's right. Elena has been threatened. If I don't sign this form within 30 days, they tell me that the Social Services Department will be charged and a complaint will be filed, and they're going to come knocking on our door with the intent to ultimately secure, take away our daughter from a family that is being negligent in some way, according to their lunacy. So that's interesting. And so we're having to deal with that. We've got a couple scenarios to deal with that. I'm not quite sure, which is why we haven't put out a new press release. And by the way, if you haven't gotten on our email network yet, please make sure that you register at healthyworlddistributing.com. Make sure that you put in your email address, give us your email address, and we'll send you periodic updates. We typically will do a news release or some sort of an important announcement about once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. That's about administratively all that we can handle at this point. We'd love to be able to do more. If you are able to donate a little bit more and support us by buying more books and tapes, and by the way, we've got some fabulous health products too, then we can even do more. All the organizations are not-for-profit. All the monies that we've been making for the last virtually 20 years of publishing these works have all gone to continuing our publishing effort and our effort to make people aware of what the issues are. And as a result, we've saved thousands and thousands of lives. So it's a great blessing and privilege and honor for me to have done that and to tell you about that and to be supported by you to continue doing that. So I want to thank you again and ask for your blessings and ask for your donations as much as you can. We are in need, and I'm sure you know a lot of people are, but you know, you shall know them by the fruit of their labor. I mean, how many ministries do you know that you can absolutely say this ministry has saved thousands and thousands of lives, and they continue to do it? So thank you so much for doing that. And the latest updates we'll be sending you out more often with your support, and that we're also engaged heavily because of the times that we're living in developing a virtual spiritual community. I mean, you can call it what you want to call it. I think if you're listening to this show and you've been listening now for about 40 minutes, you know, you're probably one of those folks who are on the same page spiritually, recognizing our co-responsibility, our co-divinity, our co-creatorship, the reality that is beyond the physical senses, the spirit world, in which now we're able to understand, appreciate, and open our hearts to more and more. And because of that, we recognize that we're fulfilling the Messiah's prophecy. Yeshua said that there will be a time that you will live, not only that you will do more than what I have done, he told the apostles, and they told us, and now we should be living the period of the book of Acts, where we do hands-on healing, and we see extraordinary miracles happening by our own prayers and our own laying on of hands, and the whole fields of massage and therapies that use this type of energy, the electromagnetics of divinity, such as the essential oils, and such as the homeopathics, and such as the clustered structured waters. All of these now we begin to understand how it is that the Messiah could tell us there a time will come when you will do far more than what I have done. And I believe that time is happening right now. And there is also a time he said that would come, which is now, where you'll be on the planet. You'll be of the earth, but no longer of it. In other words, you are, if you are awake, sickened by the enslavement. It makes you nauseous. It's demeaning. It's emotionally depressing, it is frightening, and you can't live in it. You've got to come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues. And so the time has come to pull out of Babylon, and the only thing that you can do is join hands with your brothers and sisters and your families and extended families and your communities and build your sovereign spiritual community that's sustainable, that's biologically conscious and spiritually conscious as well for long-range sustainability. And that concept is now urgent. That, you know, given this article, if you think about this, folks, what would happen if this dollar crashes now? What if it happens in 2 weeks or 3 weeks? What happens if we have the terrorist attack that everybody's been promising, or the biological outbreak, the great plague that they've been predicting, and that they've set the laws up to arrest people? In fact, yesterday I met with a wonderful naturopathic doctor who was also a nurse, a licensed nurse from San Diego. And she told me that she was forced to maintain her license to undergo the continuing education, which is in fact continuing brainwashing, wherein she was instructed that when, not if, when the plague comes, she must show up for deputization with the public health officials directing the show, along with the military personnel and the police, to quarantine all people who refuse to get vaccinated. By gunpoint, she told us, and this was, again, what I had actually reported about 3 years ago when the Model State Emergency Health Management Bill started to go around and being passed. Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, it was. And that it states, most states passed it, giving the public health officials the authority to deputize police and firemen and physicians and nurses, deputize them and walk with them with the police and military personnel house to house if need be, marshaling up all the people for the vaccinations and the drugs that allegedly are going to help, like this bogus fright with the flu, the Tamiflu, where you have absolute definitive connections between those who created this hideous chemical, this drug, and the White House. And ultimately, you begin to realize that this is what the White House is up to. There's a revolving door between the Bush administration and the pharmaceutical industrialists. And that the capacity that the laws that they've passed and pushed forward now literally create a horrifying situation whereby next week, possibly even, you could be having a knock at your door with a public health professional claiming that an emergency outbreak and a requirement for you to take a certain drug or get a certain vaccination. And if you refuse, you will be virtually arrested. You will be expelled from your home, possibly, or quarantined to your home under armed guard virtually. And the likelihood is that these big holding facilities, these military bases that they've been converting over the last several years to large quarantine facilities, will be full of people. And imagine what it might be like for you, similar to how it was for the Jews during the concentration camp era of World War II. Well, guess what, folks, if you've been paying attention, well, way back in 1997 and 98, we published the audio, now CD, called The Nazi American Biomedical Biowarfare Connection, that the Nazi eugenicists that gave rise to Hitler's racial hygiene program never died. They survived. They thrived when the Central Intelligence Agency enrolled them in Project Paperclip. Henry Kissinger, in fact, was one of the chief directors during the end of World War II, seeking out Nazis, not for war crime trials at Nuremberg, but for service to American intelligence and American industry. And who did they round up but the top experts in the field of virology and cancer research and medicine? And those folks continued their work for the global industrialists. And that is who we're really dealing with today. It's a virtual Gestapo. In fact, IG Farben, if you haven't listened to myself or others who have talked about IG Farben, Germany's leading industrial organization, that for all practical purposes was the Third Reich, their top officials were the top SS, the president of the company was Hermann Schmidt. Hermann Schmidt owned more shares of Rockefeller Standard Oil Company than any individual Rockefeller, because the Rockefellers were in bed with the Nazis intimately. And today, one of the most powerful petrochemical companies in the world are controlled by the Rockefellers, the Rockefeller Chase Bank. You don't think that the Rockefellers have power and control. They may not have as much money as the Rothschilds of Europe and the families they're in, and the crime families that emerged over the last several centuries, but the fact of the matter is they're running pretty much everything today in the banking industry and the petrochemical field. So you begin to see that those folks which committed treason, according to a federal judge, treason against the United States of America, are committing the same atrocities today. Ultimately, their goal back then, yesteryear, was to kill off a lot of Jews and whoever else stood in their way. Today, they have a population reduction agenda for the world. And it's, again, you're looking at about 4 billion people. 4 billion people that are supposed to die. Now, how do you think the Rockefellers are going to accomplish that? You know, it's expensive to explode bombs. Yeah, I know we still do some of that, but nuclears are pretty expensive. This war on terrorism, this managed chaos, is far more appropriate given the sophistication of the military industry today. And beyond that, a revolution in military affairs has brought a focus of attention on biologicals and methods of mass destruction such as viruses. And basically, the money's flow, the income is generated for the corporate partners of the military industrialists, which are the drug industrialists. And so those drugs, those vaccines that induce illnesses, those plagues and outbreaks that ultimately require a lot of people's hospitalization and medical care, oh boy, that's a huge industry. In fact, several years ago, I think it was about 10 years ago, it was already 15% of the gross national product of the United States of America. And that was before you'd look around the streets and you wouldn't see too many fat people. Now everybody's obese and you've got diabetes just totally running rampant throughout the United States and elsewhere, thanks to, again, the people who poison populations for profit. So now you've got the bigger picture. You realize that the 4 billion people that are going to be decimated are going to be poisoned. They're going to be plagued. They're going to be injected, infected, and intoxicated at the will or whim of a public health professional, allegedly professional, who's going to tell you that there's a great threat in your community, a microbe, a virus, or a flu that is going to come get you. If you don't get vaccinated, they'll tell you you'll be at great and grave risk. So the mass of men who lead lives of quiet desperation, the ignorant masses, will line up and roll up their sleeves and get injected and infected and intoxicated and sickened and enslaved to the drugs and the chemicals. And that will be the end for them. They will join the 4 billion. For those who have ears to hear this virtual sermon, for those who have eyes to see the documentation that we've published in the books and the press releases and the websites that we've been putting out for the sake of saving lives, well, there's a different destiny to fulfill, isn't there? It's a matter of choice. It's an interesting question. You know, what's really fascinating for me as a behavioral scientist, you know, I have a Harvard degree in public health and behavioral science. And I've studied human behavior a long time. I still don't have any clue what makes one person susceptible to opening their hearts and opening their heads and opening their ears to hear this type of truth versus somebody who simply doesn't. I've developed a theory. I've developed a theory. I think it's both genetic, but not in the typical way that you and I think of genetics, because we've been brainwashed into thinking that the DNA is simply a protein synthesis template, that it gives direction to the amino acids and the ribosomes that basically construct new proteins of the body. It's a whole mechanistic approach to reasoning about DNA and genetics. But you know, there's a whole now field of electrogenetics, and in fact, if you're interested in this subject, you can get my 15th book. It was called DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, to learn all about the freeing truths about genetics. In fact, electrogenetics is what it should be called, because genetics is a virtual antenna to God, the Creator. The sacred spiral is a photon and phonon, receiver and transmitter of virtually God's love. So photons are light particles and waves, and phonons are sound waves, and that those are taken in by the water, in fact, that makes the DNA sacred spiral hum, vibrate. That Holy Spirit flow moves in that way through the genetic strand. It comes in and it goes out. And intercellular communication and the whole administration and the whole metabolism and all the physiology and every molecular structure within your body, the sacred geometry of the molecules in the cells and outside the cells in the blood, everything is reflecting the divinity of the communication and the transmission through the DNA, through the hydrated, structured, water-filled DNA genetics. That's, in a nutshell, what electrogenetics is all about, and what the book DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral slam dunks. So again, it's for sophisticated readers, folks. If you're a health professional out there, it's certainly a book that you should read. But the reason I brought it up is the realization that this is where we can begin to either be enslaved or freed. The concept of what makes one person be able to transcend the lunacy, that is, have a vision beyond, have faith and trust in a creator instead of fear and terror associated with mainstream media and those pulling the political strings on the puppet politicians that they give us a chance to vote for in this thing they call democracy that's actually corporate fascism masquerading in disguise globally, the multinational corporate beast. The bottom line is that what makes one person be susceptible to the manipulations of these people and others awaken to a higher tune, a higher vibration, a holy harmony, if you will, is very extraordinary. And it's interesting that the meek shall inherit the earth. That's what the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation. The meek, that is the loving, not the weak, that is the meek. The meek who are sensitive and loving and capable and worthy of receiving and sharing that divine blessing. Well, that's interesting. What's calling those people forth? You know, how do you be a fisher of men when the whole concept of this is a spiritual blessing that fishes men? People awaken, I believe, by a instinct, by they're called to a higher calling, to live a spiritual destiny, be part of a renaissance. It's extraordinary. I think it's a spiritual awakening more than it is a genetic processing that I'm talking about here. Now you begin to understand why this is happening globally. It's happening also, the awareness of it is also well received in the evil arena, whereby those global industrialists recognize that there's a spiritual renaissance and that their greatest threat to their conquering the entire planet and their game plans and their procedures have been put into hyperdrive, that you can begin to see the fascism, the fist of global fascism that has been like boiling a frog, slowly turning up the heat so that the frog doesn't jump out of the pot. The global fist of fascism is slowly going around humanity's neck and closing off our airway of sustainability from the heavenly throne. Likewise, you see, now you begin to see why we've been polluted with so much aluminum. Aluminum. Not only the vaccines contain mercury, but aluminum. Everything that you're eating, so many of the utensils and the cookingware is aluminum. Some of the cans are aluminum. In the book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, we gave you a whole section on aluminum, a whole chapter dealing with the poisoning that took place off the coast of Rhode Island that caused so many people to become seriously injured and ill, and some died from the aluminum release and the aluminum and Kaiser aluminum connections and extraordinary revelations concerning how toxic aluminum is and how what a great role it plays in the population manipulation. Of course, aluminum being a major neurotoxin, nervous system inhibitor, brain retardant, mentally deficient generator. And so now you begin to see Alzheimer's disease is linked to aluminum, and that's what the entire population is virtually suffering from. Think about it. 3% of most people's brains are operating. Imagine if the rest of the 97% of the brains would start to operate. But how can it operate when there's so much heavy metal poisoning in the neurology? So now you begin to understand why it is. The nervous system, of course, comes out of and reflects out of the spiritual electrogenetic systems. And so you begin to realize that biospiritual warfare, of course, is not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle, is it? If you study the Bible, you know long enough, it's been well enough, it is against spiritual realms and forces of evil that are operating behind the scenes, behind the physical reality, into the matrix of physics. That is based on the mathematics of divinity. And yet there is a evil agenda that's operating that if you're now somebody who wants to have global control and optimal population control, wealth accumulation from manipulation of the populations and the enslavement and sickening of people and making money hideously off of that process, then you have to realize that there's a spiritual renaissance happening that you might just lose everything within a period of weeks, months, and years. The Bible says it will be like a flash of a blink of an eye. That's how quick it'll take place. The concert for the 144,000 is something else that we've been working on. We have an understanding, a thesis based on the evidence that we've been accumulating in the revelations divine. That says that Revelation 14:1, with the gathering of the end times, 144,000 people, the humble servants of the Creator, who will sing a new song, which we believe will be music that is played and sung, chanted, with the perfect circle of sound, the original core creative frequencies to recreate our planet in the image that it was intended to be, in the image of mirroring the great harmony and the divinity from heaven. And we ourselves likewise created and recreated in the image of the Creator. Likewise, we will be singing that song to the waters of the world, recognizing that in the beginning of creation there was the Creator, the Word, which was sound, frequency, vibration, mathematics, and physics, operating on water. You're water. I'm water beings. We're water vessels. The entire universe, now we know, is filled with water. Even NASA scientists proved that. Now, the concept of putting the frequency vibrations into the water for the universal salvation, for literally the physical salvation and spiritual evolution of the planet, is what we have the capacity. And if you go on the website, www.live2o.org, you can see this whole concept is now taking effect. It's been seeded. We're now advancing this concept, inviting participation from musicians and concert organizers and administrators worldwide to get engaged and get understanding, an upload of this wonderful information that's so uplifting. Singing these tones into the waters of the world, that's virtually what you have Rinpoche, the leading voice currently for Buddhists worldwide. He is traveling around the world praying for and blessing waters of the world. You have a great humanitarian personal friend and colleague of mine, Dr. Masaru Emoto, going around the world telling people how important it is to pray over water, to show the structure changes, and we have likewise witnessed that extraordinary capacity, that power of prayer. Now the fact is, folks, this is important for you and I to do. Put the message into water. Put the 3E power into water. Go to www.3, that's the number 3, smallepower.org. That's another website. That's a great resource for you to understand what I'm talking about and how important it is for you to act now. And go get your 3Es. They're very inexpensive. Very, very powerful. Along with the Holy Harmony CD and HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Put the 3Es, the message into the water. Love, thanks, but the 528 love frequency into the waters. Because if we do that, we will resonate all the waters consistent with the Revelation 14:1, the end times prophecy, how we get the entire planet back, how we get harmonized and entrained with the universal love flow once again and restore everything in the image of the great creator. It's through this music, through this understanding, these revelations that will carry the day. Now, the global industrialists know this. They're working on other forms of manipulation. They're trying to block not only our own neurology through toxicity and heavy metal poisoning, but they're also doing it through electromagnetics. The whole satellite technology, the cellular phone technology, the frequency vibrations that they're emitting literally causes a dissonance to this whole system, the system of balance and harmony that's universal. So nature operates based on these universal laws and these codes, these frequencies of sound. You'll learn all about this again in Love the Real Da Vinci Code. LoveTheRealDaVinciCode.com is a free download. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is we've come to the end of the Inside Hour. We've had a wonderful hour. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks again to BBS Radio. Tell your friends and family to send in contributions, donations to bbsradio.com to keep this great network on the air and the Newsom family empowered and enabled to continue their diligent work in serving you, where our beloved friends and family extended. We love you. Happy New Year 2007. Join us again next week at midnight East Coast time, 9 o'clock Pacific and Hawaii time at 7 o'clock for the Inside Hour. Love you. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Bye for now.